Well, good evening. I'm Father Ken. I am at the Spiritual Life Retreat Center. Been there for quite a few years now. So I thought I would take this opportunity to explain to you a little bit about my ministry there, the retreat house, the diocesan retreat house, and how it's a place oftentimes that people come to. Like this weekend, I've got a retreat going on right now, a Carthusian retreat. It's a silent retreat that allows people to really see the wheat and the weeds in their lives. So it all began back in 1985 when Bishop Gerber, who recognized that everything that is good is a gift from God, this whole stewardship thing, he met with people throughout the diocese. And he called these sessions a people gathered. Some of you, I think, probably even participated in them. He sought to listen attentively to discern what was needed for the spiritual life of the faithful, for all of us. So through these discussions, he heard three needs identified over and over and over. The first was for spiritual formation. The second was for adult education. And finally, lay leadership. So in response to these needs, as well as others, our diocese began the construction of what we call today the Catholic Life Center. The Catholic Life Center. It's situated on 140 acres, and it's in a little town called Bel Air, Kansas. Now, don't tell the people of Bel Air, but it's really in Wichita. They seem to think it's separate, but it really is. Their police force especially. But nonetheless, I digress. Well, on this 140 acres, we have the Catholic Care Center. So that's a nursing home for us. We also have the Priest Retirement Center. We have a independent homes called Shepherd's Crossing. We have Ascension Cemetery. And finally, the Spiritual Life Retreat Center. So let me tell you a little bit about my ministry there. The Spiritual Life Center serves those who seek to respond to the Word of God. And that's what we heard today. So today I gave you the long form, much, and there's quite a few of you who are my former parishioners. I've got a lot of them, and you knew I was going to do the long form because I always do the long form. Even if you're sweating through it, I don't care. We don't hear enough of the Word of God. And so, you know, these scriptures here today are kind of confronting. It's saying there is a heaven. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's a hell too. And so we need a spiritual life retreat center to help us to discern, well, how am I making these words effective in my life? Our retreat center, really, it's all about friendship. You could be as wealthy as a king, yet miserable if you don't have friends. And you could be poor, yet happy if you're surrounded by loved ones. So studies and your experience, as well as mine, shows us that the most significant factor for personal happiness are friendships. And what personal relationship could be more important than our relationship with God? All of our saints give witness to this reality. It was their friendship with God that gave them strength and joy. But friendship takes time. It needs to be strengthened by conversation. So for those of you who are married, you know the importance of getting away sometimes with one another so that you have time to have conversation. It's the same way with God. And so this is why the church encourages annual retreats for the faithful. Here's where the Spiritual Life Retreat Center, your diocesan retreat house, comes in. Retreats are time away from our normal activities to spend time to be reacquainted with God, to examine the priorities of our life, and make some concrete and practical resolutions for improvement. There a real positive step towards personal conversion. Even Jesus went on retreat. Before he began his public ministry, he spent 40 days in the desert praying and fasting. During his 3 years of public ministry, there were often times when he would invite his disciples to come away by themselves to a deserted place and to rest a while. So down through the centuries, the Holy Spirit has raised up many, many great saints. Today we celebrate Mary of Magdala. And while all of the saints were different, they had something in common. They had a profound spiritual experience on a retreat. These saints retreated to listen to God. And Jesus was calling them apart to spend time with him. So the church encourages pastors to organize periodic retreats or parish missions for the faithful. Even priests themselves are required to go on a week-long retreat every year. So for the good of the church, as well as the good of our own individual souls, we are encouraged to get away for a few days each year to rekindle our relationship with Jesus. And so the Spiritual Life Center, we provide numerous opportunities, retreats, days of recollection, as well as we're just open all the time. So, for instance, if you are needing to go to one of the hospitals on Webb Road that, maybe you have a family member there, maybe it's the heart hospital or the spine hospital or the toe hospital. But, you know, have you ever noticed we have hospitals for every part of our body now? So if you are out there on Webb Road and you're thinking, I need to get away for a little while, I need to just kind of decompress a little bit, you can come to the Spiritual Life Center. We have some beautiful chapels, and they're air conditioned, by the way. And we have some beautiful, beautiful grounds, which this afternoon I would suggest that you not walk on them. But we have some beautiful areas there, and so oftentimes people will just come, especially when they go to work on the east side of Wichita, and they'll just drop by there, or they'll just bring their lunch and spend some time with the Lord. Upcoming here in August, which is in about 2 weekends from now, Father Lanzareth will be leading a retreat called The Fruit of Silence is Prayer. And it's going to be about Mother Teresa. In October, we have two retreats that I'm leading. One of them is called A Retreat in Nature with Thomas Merton. Thomas Merton was a Trappist monk, and he really was found by God in nature. So if you're a hunter or a fisherman, or if you find God out on the golf course, this is your retreat. Because finally I get to use my degree in biology, and we'll take nature walks and just kind of cultivate that sense of God in nature. Also in October, we'll have a retreat just on Eucharistic adoration. Many of you probably go to here. I think you have adoration 3 or 4 days out of the week. And maybe you come before the monstrance and you're thinking, okay, I'm here. Now what do I do? So this retreat will help you to know what to do in praying before the Blessed Sacrament. So that's in October. In November, we invited a man from Brooklyn and a woman from Omaha to lead a retreat on what I call the three Teresas, the three T's. Teresa of Avila, Teresa of Lisieux, and Mother Teresa. And in addition to these retreats, there's many adult education opportunities. The Lord walks with us in this pilgrimage of faith. And so I invite you to walk with the Lord at the Spiritual Life Retreat Center, where you can come to rest, to renew your heart, to restore your hope, and to respond to the Word of God. We have a little motto out there that says, "You will come as a guest and leave as his servant." And so I invite you, and I hope to see you soon at your diocesan retreat center, the Spiritual Life Center.